The top story of the morning, investigators remaining on the scene of a deadly plane crash in Prince George's County. Maryland State Police say the single-engine plane went down in a wooded area near Bowie after 11:30 last night. Three people are dead in the wreckage. WTOP's Dan Ronan, a licensed commercial aviator, joins us live with the latest. Dan, good morning. Maryland State Police say the plane went down in a heavily wooded area near Bowie. What do we know about that area?
Ian, it's ironic. I don't live that very far from it, a couple miles, and I was driving home last night from WTOP and saw fire trucks going up and down Highway 50, not far from where the crash took place, and didn't think anything about it. You see fire trucks on the highway, you think maybe it's an automobile accident. It is, as you said, an isolated area. There are townhomes in that area of Bowie. There are numerous townhome communities, and also you have not far from there Freeway Airport on Highway 50. It does not appear as though the pilot was trying to land at Freeway, at least initially. Gaithersburg was the destination, but Freeway Airport on Highway 50 near Church Road is not far from where the crash took place. That's one of the things that the FAA and the NTSB will be looking for. Is it possible this pilot was trying to make an emergency landing after taking off in New Jersey and then flying into Maryland?
Now, I'm curious, if my bearings are correct, this wouldn't be too far from White Marsh Park, would it?
No, exactly. That's right. That White Marsh Park is not far from that area. That's a very good observation.
Okay, now, what do we know about the plane that was involved? It's a fairly common plane as they go, the Piper Cherokee.
A PA-28, a Cherokee, is a widely used training plane in general aviation, and it is frequently flown, very safe. It is a relatively simple airplane to fly because it does not have retractable landing gear. The gear is fixed. The engine is relatively simple in terms of aviation parlance. Managing the engine and the power settings is relatively simple as compared to other complex, more complicated airplanes. It appears, Ian, as though this pilot and the other people on board might have been on some sort of a night cross country. And as far as nights to fly, last night was a gorgeous night. The temperature was cool. It was in the 70s. The visibility was wide open, very good visibility in terms of flying. If you're going to pick a night to fly general aviation and do a cross country from Ocean City, New Jersey to our area, very, very good night to fly in terms of just overall conditions.
Okay, there is a gap here because authorities believe the plane went down about 11:30 last night, but it wasn't located until almost 4 o'clock this morning. Why would it have taken so long? Is it because it was so heavily wooded, or they just did not know where it had gone down?
Well, the plane would have an ELT on it, an emergency locator transponder on it, a transmitter that does stop. Emit an emergency beacon. So they could have been, the ELT could have been possibly damaged. We don't know. But that plane does have an emergency beacon. So if there is some sort of a crash, it would submit a sound and a radio transmission on an emergency frequency. It's the middle of the night. It's out 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And small airplanes are not much bigger than automobiles. And if you're trying to find an automobile in a wooded area in the middle of the night, it would be hard to find. Think of it as a minivan, a vehicle about the size of a minivan.
One thing that Elena Russo with Maryland State Police said in the briefing about an hour ago or so is that one of the first indications that there was trouble came from an iPhone crash indicator. Now, many of the newer iPhones have this. How often has this been used to find an aviation crash?
Ian, to my knowledge, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this, where the iPhone alert, the app on the phone, would have sent off a signal to first responders or to someone who might have been on that person's first responder ICE type in case of emergency type of call. First time I've ever heard of this, and it's something as someone who flies and who owns an iWatch, an iPhone and an iWatch, I will be programming that into my phone as well.
I imagine a lot of folks will. One quick thing. We've got about 30 seconds left. Next steps. NTSB is taking over at this point. What are they looking at?
They're going to be looking at the airplane, the condition of the airplane, all of the mechanical records, and then, of course, they will deconstruct the lives of those poor people who passed away, sadly. They will be deconstructing the last week of their lives to try and figure out what, if any, human factors might have been a contributing factor that caused this accident late last night, early this morning.
And I know you'll be following this story as it develops. Thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That is WTOP's Dan Ronan.